It's a fire starter, more or less. You can use a liquid or something to pour on these logs to get them lighted.
What's the black stuff that formed on the chimney?
Yeah. Soot.
And then the stuff that's left over when the fire goes out?
Ashes.
What color are the ashes?
Oh, grayish type color.
Okay. What do you call just this thing that I'm sitting in?
Chair.
And how about the longer thing that Tim is lying across?
Couch.
Do you have any other names for couch?
Sofa.
Any older names?
No, that's about all I know.
Anything that your parents might have said?
No.
Did you ever hear it called a settee?
No.
Or Davenport?
I've heard it called Davenport.
Did you ever hear Davenette?
No.
Okay. How about in a bedroom, the thing with drawers that you put clothes in?
Chest of drawers. You have a chest of drawers.
Does that have a mirror over it?
No, that is your, what they call a, more or less in the old days, a dresser.
Mm-hmm. And then a little built-in thing that you hang clothes in. That's
a closet.
Suppose you didn't have a built-in one. And you
you can buy them. Just a more or less a box-type closet that would, or they used to call them years ago, an old shifferole.
Mm-hmm. And that, does that have drawers or just a place to hang?
It may have a bottom drawer too, one bottom drawer. Mm-hmm. And doors to hang your long clothes in, like those suits or coat. Your heavy clothes, more or less, back in those days.
Did you have those in that house where you grew up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how old that house was?
Oh, when I lived in it, it was probably 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Today, the house would be 65 years old.
Mm-hmm. Is it still standing?
Still standing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it caught on fire and burned up a little something. I don't know.
Really? How long did you live there?
I lived there about until I was about 15.
Mm-hmm.
16 years old.
And then what is just your general word for all the things that you have in a house?
Furniture.
Okay. Then, how about the little room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
That's what you call an attic.
Did you ever hear it called a loft?
No, that's in a barn.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about a little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods?
A pantry. They call it a pantry.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a lot of old, worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Well, a lot of people would, I don't know, some of junk, I'd call it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about a room where you might keep junk?
They call it the junk room.
All right. What would you say a woman does every morning when she does her daily housework?
House cleaning.
All right, fine.
Cleans house.
And then years ago on Monday, women used to do their
washing.
And after they washed, to get the wrinkles out, they would do the
ironing.
Mm-hmm. And then to get from the first floor to the second floor in a two-story house, you'd go up the
stairs.
And then outside to get up to the front door.
Steps.
Is that the difference between stairs and steps, inside or outside?
I imagine it is.
Now, you had talked about your front porch on your house. Do you have any other names for a porch?
Well, some people call them nowadays, they call them sun decks, promenade decks or something.
Would a sun deck be on a top floor?
Could be on the roof. Of a building, a high-rise building, an apartment building.
Mm-hmm. If the door were open and you didn't want it to be, you would say to somebody,
shut the door.
All right. And if the broom were in the corner, there's something in the corner over there, I don't know what it is, and the door were open so that it hid whatever it was, and somebody asked you where it was, you'd say the broom is
behind the door.
Uh-huh. And along the edge of the roof, what are the little things that carry the water off?
It's a gutter.
Do you have a name for the place where a roof and an L would come together?
A roof and an L?
Yeah. Part of an L, you know, built on the house.
In other words,
your
roof line would change directions.
That sounds right.
Valley in your roof.
It's a what?
A valley.
Okay, that's what a lot of people call it that. I don't have a name for that, and that's why I can't describe it. What do you call a little building where you might store tools?